You're right. Now let him pin it. It's just the main idea of siesta is that basically the idea of Rishus Aravim, just as the idea of Malacha existed before the Mishkan. It's an intrinsic idea in the human mind, or for Adam, has an idea of Malacha, and has an idea of a public Rishus. A Rishus designated for a public function, that's an idea. But it's a separate Halacha, it's a discussive, that the Malacha Shabbos should reflect Mishkan. And therefore the particular Malachos, which are Asar, are not the full category of Malachas Adam, but are those which are Mishkan. And similarly, the Din Rishus Harabim of the Torah is not the intrinsic underlying Din Rishus Harabim, but it's the Rishus Harabim of the Mishkan. So that being the case, so the Mishkan's Koveya, so the Mishkan's Koveya, that which is the Rishus Harabim. So therefore, so even though in theory you can have a Rishus Harabim highway, which is less than 16 amos wide intrinsically, but since the Mishkan, the shear of the Rishus HaRabim was that it was that wide, 16 amos wide, a certain amount of width which could sustain a certain amount of hilach, so therefore the shear is nikva, would be the Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar. Similarly, the seal line. The Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar was the model Rishus HaRabim, which didn't have a roof, didn't have the structure of the roof, which kind of gives it a certain degree of security or a certain property of Rishus Yachid, and therefore it's not the model of Rishus HaRabim, and the Mishkan had the model of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's Nikva, that now also it has to be. Okay, so the question is, fine, that's the given, that's the idea of Rishus HaRabim, but the question is now you have 600,000 people, 600,000 people was the property of the Rishus HaRabim, the Midbar, that it had 600,000 people there, sort of. So the question is, you have machlokas rishonim, whether that carries over to the modern day Rishus HaRabim. Does it have to function for 600,000 people like that one did, because the Midbar functioned for 600,000 people? Or you say, no, that property doesn't carry over.
According to what you just said.
Right, on the surface it seems like it should. Why not? You carry over 16 amos, you carry over Makura.
Right.
But, I mean, the Gemara never says it explicitly, but it's Mustaver, I mean, why not?
Right.
I mean, it's a funny machlokas, like, yes, no.
Why not?
The reason why you'd say, yeah, is because the idea is that the properties of Rishus HaRabim, the Shirim or whatever Rishus HaRabim or Nikva, are modeled after that of the Mishkan. And so in the Mishkan, what's considered Rabim? So in the Mishkan, the Rabim is 600,000. So therefore, it would seem that the since the Mishkan, the Rishus HaRabim is fixed by the Mishkan, so if you have a lesser Rishus HaRabim to that of the Mishkan, so you shouldn't be chayav for that, because just like the 16 amos, it's less than 16, it's 15. Well, that's not as good of a Rishus HaRabim as they had a Mishkan. So if it functions for 300,000, then it's not as good as the Mishkan's Rishus HaRabim. So I mean, on the surface, you'd think that it should carry over the 600,000. But you have machlokas, that's one thing. So that's one problem. And the other problem is that there are the 600,000 is the numbers off. Okay? The numbers off. Someone mentioned yesterday it's not exact, first of all. Yeah, it's not exact. The count was more than 600,000, 603 something, right? And then anyways, as the Tosafot points out, is that was only the men. Above 20, I think, right?
And below 60. Below 60. Counting Levi.
Yeah, so, I mean, why don't you have a lot more? And you have the women, the children. I mean, you had at least a million and a half, you know? So if that's the case, if you want to say that the Rishus HaRabim has to be like the Rishus HaRabim that they had in the Midbar, so then it should be a million and a half. I don't know, you may not know the exact number, but at least you can make a guess, at least a million. I don't know, there got to be some safe number more than 600,000. So Tosus just says, because all you can go is by the number that's in the Mishkan, in the Torah. So he says, right? So that's all you can go by. So he asks the question, and he just says, you just go by, he says, Lo gomri in Mishkan, el mimilsa dechsiva b'misparam. You only learn from the Mishkan, that was written in the counting, which is 600,000. Right. So
but that makes the problem of...
First of all, the problem is it's not exact.
Right.
And also, I mean, what's that answer? That's not answering the question. You can't go by the count. Okay, why do you go by the count? But we also said it's a very big machlokas, it seems. Because if you say 600,000, then that's your share for the amount of people. If you don't say that, then what's the fine that it's just a Rabim? So, presumably, it would be that which functions for an ear. An ear. Is Rishus Rabim? Is there something Rishus functions for a Yachid? And then Rabim. So what's the entity of Rabim? I guess an ear. So what's an ear? 120 people? That's at least in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Maybe there's near Gedola, but either way, I mean, something in that ballpark. I mean, certainly not going to have to be nothing close to 600,000. I mean, it doesn't seem. Where else is your number? The number, only thing would be an ear. So it's a pretty big machlokas about it. What's the Rishus HaRabim? I mean, you're going down from a major highway or something like that to like a little whatever, main road in a little village or whatever, you know. Some of the people. I mean, I don't know, something funny about that. Like, what's that? What's the? I don't know. It's a problem per se. It's just funny. It's funny machlokas. So Chaim says wants us to answer a few of the questions. The question is first of all the wide machlokas, and also the fact that it's not the exact number. I guess you understand that also, and the fact that it's not the tafanasha. Right. Yes, so he wants to say that. See, it's not pshat that we're saying that a Rishus HaRabim is that which they had in the Mishkan. That was the only Rishus HaRabim. That's, you know, if that were the case, what you're saying is, what does Rishus HaRabim mean? It means that they had in Mishkan, that which they had in the Mishkan. So then you have to say, well, what did they have in the Mishkan? So they had in the Mishkan is 1.5 million people, let's say. Okay, that is, and anything short of that, it's just not Rishus HaRabim, because that was the only Rishus HaRabim. Right? And even if you want to say the 600 or whatever, then pick the exact number. That is what Rishus HaRabim is. But it's not true. And like I said yesterday, that Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim. It's a Rishus, which functions for the Rabim. And you don't need 600,000 people for that. But it's a separate to the halacha, Tiras HaKosav, that a kol davar mili de malacha mi mishkan gamrin Allah. That the Torah wants to reflect Mishkan in the Malacha Shabbos. And therefore, the Shita holds that the quantity of the Rabbim, the number of people in the Rabbim, should reflect that of the Mishkan. So it should be a number which brings to mind the Mishkan, the Hulcha Midbar. So what number is going to bring it to mind? Not going to be the theoretical imaginary calculation that, you know, the projected calculation if you add in the Taf and Nashim and the Eir of Rav and all those other people. Because that's just a projected idea. The Torah openly says a number. You know, I mean, that number reflects the Mishkan. It doesn't. The fact that you could calculate a different number, no, people don't know that number. They know the number that's written in the Torah. There's a Midbar. There's a Minyan. Yeah, the Matzah Shekel was those people. That was like a concrete number. So that number, you actually, there was a Misbar, and therefore, if you want to think of a number that reflects the Jews in the Midbar, you think 6,000.
But that's reflecting the Mishkan.
Okay, so what about? So why 600,000, not 603? Exactly. That's why I think it doesn't mean the exact number. You don't count. No one ever counted 603,000. I mean, I guess it's a machzah shekel, but Rishus HaRabim doesn't mean you give out a machzah shekel in every city and count up the people. The idea is the degree of magnitude of the Rabim. What the function of the Rabim, 603,000 the same as 600,000, needs to be the property of Rabim. It doesn't mean an exact census that we do. It means it's a certain huge size, whatever size it is, and there's no difference. The difference between that is negligible. So the order of magnitude of the Rabbim is 600,000, out of that ballpark. So it wouldn't make sense. 600,000 isn't a thing, and it doesn't reflect. I mean, well, you know the difference is 600,000, 600,000, it doesn't mean anything. You know, so that's why I say 600,000 reflects it. It's not, again, it's also in line with the fact that it's not an exact idea that Rishus HaRabim has to have the amount that was in the Mizrach, and that's the only one. I mean, if that were the idea, then maybe you'd say it has to be exactly that. You could try to argue that. But here's just an idea of reflecting the thing. So you see 600,000, and you think, wow, like the Jews of the Midbar, 600,000. Isn't... Yeah, that's halacha. You make a bracha. If you see a huge amount of people, masses of people, you make a bracha, and it's 600,000. Chacham Arazim. So you see 600,000 people. You see, that's a number. It's a certain amount of a certain large amount of people. That's what I'm saying. There's no such thing. You're right. Like I'm saying, there's no such thing as a road which services 603,000 people. But the Mishkan also serves 600,000 people. That was in the measure, if you're measuring the road or the publicness of a road, you measure in broad strokes. If you're measuring the Machzah Shekel and you're creating a count of an Israel, for whatever reason, they wanted an exact number. But if you're talking about the function of the public quality in a road, it doesn't go by single individuals. It has to go in the framework of the order of the magnitude that you're talking about. Certain quantities are negligible. So they had 600,000, we had 600,000. So it's that number which reflects Mishkan in the framework of Rishus HaRabim. So it's not going to be 1.5 million because that's not brought to mind because it's not in the Torah. And it's only 603,000 because if you want to think about how big was the road in front of the Mishkan, you say, well, it must have 600,000 people there. I don't think 603,000. You round it off. Like, you know, you talk, when you talk, you round off. I mean, for whatever reason, Masa Shekel wanted an exact number. It wasn't rounding off. But It's in this type of framework, you round things like that. So that's good. That makes sense. That's all very good. So now the only question is, therefore, if you want to reflect the Mishkan through the quantity of the people, which reflects, which determines a rabbim, or shows how rabbim. What does it mean, rabbim? If you want to use the Mishkan to be your guide and your model, that reflect Mishkan in that dimension of Rishus HaRabim, then you're going to say 600,000 people. And the Machlokas boils down to is, do you choose to go to Mishkan or to reflect Mishkan in this dimension, in this property of numbers of people? And on the surface, it would seem you should. After all, it seems the essence of Rishus HaRabim is the Rishus HaRabim. What's a Rabim? You know, that certainly should go in that framework. And why not? And it's Machlokas, it just, again, it sounds arbitrary. Like, how do you decide? How do you decide whether they should do it or not? Like, what's that based upon? It's like a yes, no. I mean, there are two of them. Do we need a third? Like, you know, it's funny. So let's think this. Thinking that, the question is Rishus HaRabim, is that a quantitative idea or a qualitative idea? Okay? In other words, you have Rishus HaYachad and you have Rishus HaRabim. Is it Rab? What's a Rabim? What does Rabim mean? Does Rabim just mean a lot of Yechidim? Or is it like a new quality? Okay? Or is it a new quality? Of the, like, it's a new Gavra of the Rabim. Okay, where you say it just means it's a lot of individuals. Yeah, Rishus HaYachad is used by one individual or whatever. And when the Rishus is used by many, many, many individuals, or many individuals, then it becomes Rishus Rabim. Or do you say, no, it's not a matter of quantity, but there's Rishus HaYachad is used by a Yachad, and Rishus HaRabim is used by a Gavra called a Rabim. Okay, what's that Gavra? Let's say an ear, or, you know, whatever it is. But there's a Gavra, like an ear. What's an ear? An ear is where you have a lot of individuals who get together, and they say, you know what, it's hard to live as Yechidim. Let's pool our resources together and become an ear, and become a Rabim. And you have one guy's a tailor, one guy's a shoemaker, one guy's a this, everyone's different, those different things. And then you have a Gavra of a Rabim. And then we have one, you know, one guy builds the roads, one guy builds the, you know, that's the idea. There's a Gavra, where you have a unit of people who come together and they live as a Rabim. Okay, and that's a qualitative idea. Rishus HaRabim, according to this side, means it's the Rishus of that Gavra. Or do you say, no, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim just means it's a Rishus which is used, same idea of Rishus HaYachad, but it's used by many individuals. And if it's used by many individuals, then the Rishus becomes, like, so to speak, populated enough that it's so populated that it becomes gets a din of a rab. Okay, hear the two possibilities. Okay, so if you say that it's a quantitative idea, that when a rishus is used by many people, it becomes like a different idea versus a rab. Of course, rishus harabim is a qualitative idea. The rishus harabim is just a yachid. But I'm saying is, what's Rabim? The Rishus HaRabim means the Rishus which is used by the Rabim. What is the Rabim? Is the Rabim a lot of individuals, or is the Rabim a new qualitative entity called a Gavrak of a Rabim? That's a new idea. Okay, of course, you have a lot of individuals, the road gets a new quality, but is the lot of individuals mean because there are simply a lot of individuals, or is it because it's a new Gavra called the Rabim using it? You know? It's used by one Gavra, the Rabim. Or no, it means it's used by a lot of Gavras. Many, 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 many individuals. Now, if you say that it's a quantitative idea, so then you have to ask, what quantity is going to be defined as Rishus HaRabim? Where's the quantity? You have to draw a line. So how are you going to draw a line? Mishkan. That's where you're going to have to go to the Mishkan to draw the line. Because that makes sense. Just like you have to know how wide, look at the Mishkan to draw the line. You look at the Mishkan to give you a quantity. That makes sense. It's a natural place to look. Okay, but if you say that Rishus HaRabim is a qualitative idea, which means that it's a road which is used by a Gavra of the Rabim, so what's a Gavra of the Rabim? It's an ear, that's an idea. A Gavra of the Rabim is where you have individuals who get together and they decide to live or to whatever as a Rabim. They pool the resources. Now that Gavra is the same Gavra, whether it's an ear of 120 or an ear of 600,000. So say it's a quality, it's a qualitative idea. So the qualitative idea is the Rishus of that Gavra, the Rabim. And in fact, we do have the same that they have in the Mishkan. the Gavra of the Rabbim, the Nir. And that Gavra happened to be comprised of many people joined into that year, and this one had less people that joined into it, but that has nothing to do with the quality of the Gavra. So it's not appropriate since the Shusar Rabbim is a qualitative idea, the Rabbim is a qualitative idea, so it has nothing to do with how many people are in the Mishkan. The quantity is an irrelevant idea, is an irrelevant factor. It's accidental to the idea of Rosh Hashanah. So you think Rosh Hashanah, you think that it's a natural idea because you think of Rosh Hashanah as meaning of a lot of people. So you think that's the amount of people. Why should we be different than the Mishkan? But that's because you're looking at it as quantitative. You're only looking at it as quantitative because you think of it as an idea of, that's your notion of a lot of individuals. So you have to count up individuals. But if you think of it as a qualitative entity, then there's no relevance to individuals. Now, it's true that that qualitative entity may need a certain amount of individuals to emerge, but that doesn't mean it's quantitative. That's just practically, is you can't have an ear with two people. It's just not going to work. But there may be a number which is going to have to be picked, maybe 120, whatever it is. But it doesn't mean but the idea is that that's the number at which you have this qualitative function of an ear. But I mean, 60 novas is definitely a quantitative idea. I mean, width is definitely a quantitative idea. That's not a quality. That's a quantitative idea, and we use the Mishkan to get the quantity. Yeah, okay, so just very briefly, what I want to do next is very next Gemara. So basically, the Gemara rejects. This point, yeah, the Gemara rejects. So we still don't know who the author of Mishnah is, because it can't be Rabbi Yehudanasi, because Rabbi Yehudanasi is only by Rishis Rab Mekura, Rishis Yachad Mekura. And you can't have Rishis Rab Mekura, right? It's not going to work out because Rishis Rab Mekura doesn't have the din of Rishis Rab. So therefore, it's just not going to work out. Mishnah's by Rishis Yachad and Rishis Rab. It could just be that other question you had about the primary thing, why it doesn't ask about, why is it saying Rishis Rab Mekura isn't going to be Rishis Rab? Why not just say the whole mechanism of basic command of Ma'idami doesn't make sense in Rishis Rab? I mean, it could just be is that he can't get off the ground because we know since there's an open memory, Rishis Rab Mekura doesn't have the name of Rishis Rabim, so that's it. So you don't even think about it. As I was saying, don't even start thinking. Well, maybe Rishis Rabim could also have say basic command of Ma'idami. It's a fact. It doesn't, even if you want to try to use that move, it's just not possible because there's a Rishis Rab Mekura doesn't have the name of Rishis Rabim. That's it. It could be just like it's a better answer because it doesn't. You have to get into the possible svaras that you would give about basic command of Ma'idami. Even if you wanted to try to give a svara like that, you still can't. That's a knockout. Basically, that's a knockout. Basic command of Ma'idami, you say maybe you try to extend it somehow. But this is just an open knockout. It's an halacha. Rishis Rab Mekura doesn't have the Rishis Rabim. Forget it. Could be that's a thing. Okay, fine. So it says, so Elo Amar Rav Zeira Hamani Acherimi. The Tanya, Achirim, Omrim, Amar Bim, this is very interesting in its own right, but this is what I want to look into. It says, Amar Bim Kamo Vikibel, Chayef. So here's the case, let's say you have a Zerika. Okay, we never really got into Zerika that much, the total of Zerika, so you throw it. So let's say, so the person, the Zerika is funny altogether, because where's your Akira and Hanacha and Zerika? So you pick it up and you throw it, and then it lands. So you don't actually do hanacha in the same way as you do hanacha in a mavir, let's say, right, or Moshe. So that's interesting. So let's say I throw it to a person. Let's say I throw it to a guy, and it lands on the guy. So am I chayev? Because maybe he's doing the hanacha, right? Catching it. So it says. So that's what this is addressing. It says, Amar Bim Kamo Vikibel, if he's standing still and he catches it, then chayev. Then you, the thrower, is chayev. But, Akar Mim Kamo Vikibel, Patra. If he runs towards it, if you just throw it, and it's going to land, let's say, on the floor, and then he runs dies. Towards it and it catches it, then it's like he did the hanacha. Right? Then it's like he did the hanacha. I guess, or you didn't do that enough.
Sorry. What happens if it just lands on
and then, but then definitely chayav. So, but if he does, if he can, he runs and catches it. So then you're potter. Okay, Rashi. Amar bim kamani lo bayim akon dalat acher mi. Amar bim kamo zorak chayfetz v'kiblo acher. Amar hamakabim kamo v'kibel. Okay. So if the guy was standing still and he catches chayav hazorik, you avad akir v'anafa,
right?
Because you did akir v'anafa. Again, how exactly you're doing hanacha when you're throwing it has to be explained, but you kind of sense it, but you have to define it. Akar hamikal mukam over rots likras achefetz v'kiblo. He runs and catches it. Potter hazorik. The low is avid hanacha mikocha. So he didn't. That's what I was doing. Lashana. Los Av and Anachal Mikocho. Getting into where they're Mikocho from his Koach.
Not his Anachal anymore.
You're right.
Of some.
But not only is it not his Anachal, it's not even Mikocho. So I mean, what's Koach having to do? What's he doing? What's he talking about here? Okay, but why is the Gemara interested in this? So it says, I Omer Kol Mikiva Chayev. I'll be an Anachal guy. Makom Dalit. But like, it lands in the guy's hand, but the hand doesn't dalit. Right, this is a great case. This isn't a brisa, an open brisa. Acherim say that if you throw it to a guy, that's apparently considered anacha. So you see, there's our Mishnah, the other Mishnah is acherim. So elosh ma'mina lobo inon makom arba. So you see, it must be, don't even get that makom arba. Right? And then, the Gemara says, v'dil ma'anacha lobo akira boy. But you know, right, same problem. This is only anacha, doesn't have the akira. So you're back to the same problem. It doesn't work out because the old problem. And he says, "Anachanami dima the pashit kanfei v'kiblei tikanami anacha." Maybe he stuck out like his shirt, which was dalal al dalit. How do you know that he caught in his hand? Maybe he caught it in his shirt. Okay. It doesn't say his hand. It just says he caught it. So basically, he rejects. Okay, and then it goes further. Pashit kanfei, pashit big does have a dalit. Yeah, fine. And then basically, it can go further. Okay, so that's it. So I'd like to define. I mean, the Gemara's going to later. Later, it's going to have a question if you, is another takeaway thing, but so let's say you throw it and you run across the Rishos and you catch it. Then what happens? Is that, how does that go? You know?
Why wouldn't you be chayv?
I don't know. Good question. We can get to it, hopefully.
Okay, it's pretty impressive, though.
It's bottom of the Amud, yes, and it's quick. So that's what I'm going to take out. But what's this? Basically, what's this deal? What's the deal of the guy running and, you know, if he runs, or what's just explode, define the whole thing and how Zeriko works. You know, basic ideas about Zeriko here. Okay.